It's the last day of the marathon, and this morning I was downstairs. Devotees came back last night, very late, mostly between 10 and 11, and one devotee came back at midnight, and they were all getting ready to go at 6, and by 7 a.m. everyone went out. Here in Hungary, everything closes down by around 1 o'clock. So all that's left of the day is the morning, and everyone went out with full book bags to distribute all the books that they took. And then I just gave a little class to those devotees who were left in the guests this morning. And it was a very beautiful verse from Prithu Maharaj, very famous, well-known verse, which goes as follows: Samuta mashloka mahan mukachato bhavat padam bhoja shuddha kana nila smitim punar vishmita tattva vartmanam ku yoginam no vitaratulam varai, which says, "My dear Lord, you are glorified by the selected verses uttered by great personalities. Such glorification of your lotus feet is just like saffron particles. When the transcendental vibration from the mouths of great devotees carries the aroma of the saffron dust of your lotus feet, the forgetful living entity gradually remembers his eternal relationship with you. Devotees thus gradually come to the right conclusion about the value of life. My dear Lord, I therefore do not need any other benediction but the opportunity to hear from the mouths of your pure devotees." Actually, it says the mouth of your pure devotee. And Srila Prabhupada in the purport says as follows: "It is explained in the previous verse that one has to hear glorification of the Lord from the mouth of a pure devotee. And the previous verse said, 'My dear Lord, I therefore do not wish to have the benediction of merging into your existence, a benediction which wears no existence of the nectarian beverage of your lotus feet. I want the benediction of at least 1,000,000 years, for thus I may be able to hear about your glories of your lotus feet from the mouths of your pure devotees.'" And then Prabhupada continues the purport. That was the previous verse. This is further explained here. The transcendental vibration from the mouth of a pure devotee is so powerful that it can revive the living entity's memory of his eternal relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In our material existence, under the influence of the illusory Maya, we have almost forgotten our eternal relationship with the Lord, exactly like a man sleeping very deeply who forgets his duties. In the Vedas, it is said that every one of us is sleeping under the influence of Maya. We must get up from this slumber and engage in the right service, for thus we can properly utilize the facility of this human form of life. As expressed in a song by Thakur Bhaktivinoda, Lord Chaitanya said, "Jeev Jaga, Jeev Jaga." The Lord asks every sleeping living entity to get up and engage in devotional service so that his mission in this human form of life may be fulfilled. This awakening voice comes through the mouth of a pure devotee. A pure devotee always engages in the service of the Lord, taking shelter at his lotus feet, and therefore he has a direct connection with the saffron mercy particles that are strewn over the lotus feet of the Lord. Although, when a pure devotee speaks, the articulation of his voice may resemble the sound of this material sky, the voice is spiritually very powerful because it touches the particles of saffron dust on the lotus feet of the Lord. As soon as a sleeping living entity hears the powerful voice emanating from the mouth of a pure devotee, he immediately remembers his eternal relationship with the Lord, although up until that moment he had forgotten everything. For a conditioned soul, therefore, it is very important to hear from the mouth of a pure devotee who is fully surrendered to the lotus feet of the Lord without any material desire, speculative knowledge, or contamination of the modes of material nature. Every one of us is Kuyogi, because we have engaged in the service of this material world, forgetting our eternal relationship with the Lord as his eternal loving servants. It is our duty to rise from the Kuyogi platform to become Suyogis, perfect mystics. The process of hearing from a pure devotee is recommended in all Vedic scriptures, especially by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. One may stay in his position of life, it does not matter what it is, but if one hears from the mouth of a pure devotee, he gradually comes to the understanding of his relationship with the Lord and thus engages in his loving service, and his life becomes completely perfect. Therefore, this process of hearing from the mouth of pure devotee is very important for making progress in the line of spiritual understanding. Really a very beautiful verse. It clarifies questions that devotees sometimes answer. For instance, they ask, what is the dust of Krishna's lotus feet? And here we can see that the dust of his feet are like saffron particles. Can also ask that what is Krishna's mercy? So we can see that Krishna's mercy are the dust particles of his lotus feet. Or when you ask, well, how do you get Krishna's mercy? Once again, that Krishna's mercy is attained by hearing from pure devotees. And of course, hearing the sound vibration that comes from pure devotees is in itself liberating and purifying. That sound vibration not only transmits the information of transcendence, but also touches the heart, because it comes from the heart. However, Srila Prabhupada here, Prita Maharaj here, points out that, but in the process, because the pure devotee is glorifying Krishna, he's not simply speaking about something, but he's glorifying Krishna. Glorifying Krishna means that wherever Krishna is being glorified, Ham Tishtami Vaikunthe, then Krishna is personally there. That glorification, it's like caressing Krishna serving Krishna, and like a wind that picks up dust and moves dust, that sound vibration caresses Krishna, and it takes the dust from his lotus feet and carries it with it to the ears of receptive souls. That then has the extra purificatory effect of Krishna's mercy. That mercy of Krishna has already been described earlier in the first canto, where Krishna then says, "Riddantostoya badrani vidhunoti suritsatam," Krishna becomes especially inclined, that he destroys from within the heart the obstacles to hearing. So this is one of the aspects or the effects of this wonderful sound vibration. And for this reason, Srila Prabhupada here says, Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, or Gaudiya Acharyas, they just emphasize this one thing. They emphasize the association of Vaishnavas, Sadhu Sangha. And association really means to hear from devotees. If one hears from devotees, then one's perfection of life is assured. And all other benedictions are immediately there. That purification of the heart, going back to Godhead, love of Godhead, everything is attained by a devotee who perfects this science of chanting. So nothing else is... perfects the science of association. Nothing else is really required. And Srila Prabhupada established the Krishna consciousness movement with this ideal in mind, to give the opportunity to hear from devotees. You see that Prabhupada personally set that example. Even as he was leaving this world, he wanted to hear. And he wanted to hear from his disciples. He asked his disciples to read Srimad Bhagavatam and to chant Hare Krishna. So this is our greatest gift. This is the greatest perfection. And this is what we should strive after, somehow or another, to get the association of pure devotees, to be able to serve them by and associate with them by hearing from them. That is their greatest gift to us. That is the best form of association. And that will guarantee all types of perfection. The one who understands Srimad Bhagavatam, Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya, then they always engage in the association of Vaishnavas. And thus, like Prithu Maharaj, they realize that there's nothing more than this, nothing else is required aside from that. And thus devotees highly value this association. This is the some substance of this particular verse. And Srila Prabhupada emphasizes that like a sleeping person is gradually aroused, similarly by this type of association, one is gradually awakened from the illusory state whereby we identify with this world, with this body, and we come to understand that we're Krishna's eternal servants, and our business is to do nothing else other than serve him in loving devotion. Hare Krishna.